WGN, John Hanson in chair number one. Chair number two, it's Brian the Cash Man. Are you excited about tomorrow, Brian?
I'm very excited, John. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I'm excited. I don't get a chance to meet a bunch of WGN listeners all the time, so I'm thrilled to get to hopefully meet a lot of you at AmeriCash for the Cashman's Cash Bash, which is hard to say, Brian, really fast, by the
yes,
way.
It
but
is.
I do like this. We're going to have a ton of giveaways at WGN, and then people should bring in their stuff. You can always just come and say hi and see the stuff.
By all means,
store, right?
please, just come say hi to John. You know, you
fan
get to meet him.
Brian.
Come, sure,
they love you.
I'm always there.
but if you have something cool, bring it. Doesn't have to be a gold chain. If it is, great.
Yeah.
But if it's something cool and quirky, even if it maybe isn't worth anything, even if you don't want to sell it,
yeah,
even come on by.
Please do. Please come on by. I know WGN is going to be sponsoring a lot of giveaways, so you're definitely not going to want to miss this.
A lot of cool swag, and also a pair of tickets to the Da Vinci Code now on stage at the Drury Lane Theater. I think we got socks, tickets, some other things. Karen, our sales lady, was telling us all this stuff. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it all on air, but there's going to be some cool giveaways.
Oh, there is.
4 to 6. I just want to make sure I get those details out before we get into what we want to get to today. We'll say it again. It's at 16 West Ogden in Westmont. By the Potbelly. I know that because that's what I'm getting afterwards.
Yep.
I'm going to bring that home. I'm already excited about that. And you're going to be in tomorrow also. I'm in for John Williams.
Correct.
You're going to pop in at 11:30. So a lot Absolutely. Of Brian on the shows for the next 24 hours.
Excellent.
And we'll see you at the Cashman's Cash Bash. Okay, the question of the day, Brian, which I came up with and I had you confirm kind of that this answer makes
Correct.
Sense. The most valuable autograph or signature of all time. You ready to listen to a few guesses and
I
be the
sure
judge?
I am.
Normally I'm the one that has to tell people yes or no. So I'm glad you have to have that burden now. Let's go to Luke on line one. Hello, Luke.
Good evening.
What do you think?
Muhammad Ali.
Brian, is that
nope,
right?
Nope, not Muhammad Ali.
Is that worth a lot of Muhammad Ali?
It can be valuable. It can be valuable.
He signed
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff, though, right?
He did sign a lot. He was on the signing circuits. You know, he did go to a lot of the shows, so his signature is available.
All right. Thank you very much, Luke. Let's go to Michael. What do you think, Michael?
I'm going to guess John Wayne.
John Wayne. Do you see a John Wayne every now and then?
Once. I think I've only had two John Wayne autographs. It's definitely a more sought after, a good signature. It's not the correct answer.
Okay.
But
see,
good answer.
You have to say that. Thanks for playing, Michael. It's hard to tell people they didn't get it right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have to do this so many times in a night. I try and come up with nice ways to say it, that we still love you. Thanks for listening.
We do.
So pepper in a little of that for, let's see, maybe LaVon has the right answer, though. LaVon, what do you think?
Oh, I changed my mind. I had said Marilyn Monroe, and I don't think so anymore.
Oh, but you got to stick with that guess. That's a good guess, though.
That's a very good guess. And Marilyn Monroe's signatures are very valuable.
But not number
I think
one.
I
but
figured
not,
it out.
Afterwards. Not number one.
Well, hang on the line, LaVon, and see if you end up hearing the right answer behind you. Let's go to Lou. Lou, what do you think?
Da Vinci?
Leonardo da Vinci. Are there any Leonardo da Vincis out there?
You know, well, you got to remember, this is artwork, you know.
Of course.
Signed and so forth. But
I know it's,
Leonardo da Vinci is not it.
It's okay.
Very, very close. Very close.
Ooh, close. Teresa. Maybe the timing's
Hi.
Close. Teresa, what do you think?
William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare is the correct answer.
All
in fact, an example of William Shakespeare autograph sold in 2006. For $4.6 million. There's only, I believe, one of examples of his autograph in private hands, and all the rest are actually in museums.
Wow. So only one private human
Correct.
Has it. I think there's six total.
Correct.
And then, as we know, quantity matters.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Teresa, hang on the line. We're going to get you a WGN Radio t-shirt, okay?
Cool, thank you so much.
Oh, and now you have to come to the Cash Bash and give us a high five tomorrow, Teresa. Already make sure she has all the details for that. 312-981-7200, but let's get a text before we go to traffic and weather. This is a good one. Question for the Cashman. I've got a couple rings with diamonds that I want to keep the diamonds. Can he remove the diamonds and obviously give them back to the person, Brian?
Of course.
If I sell him the gold?
Yes, absolutely. We do this. In fact, what we can even do, John, is we can turn those diamonds into a new piece of jewelry that they might enjoy more.
Because you make jewelry on site.
We do make jewelry on site.
That's amazing. Okay, Absolutely. So yes, he'll take the gold, you keep the diamonds, and you'll treat it with care and maybe get a new piece of jewelry out of it. 520, when I cleaned out my father-in-law's home, we discovered the front page of a New York newspaper that Lincoln had been assassinated. Any value in that? It's not in great shape. It's so old. kept between two pieces of cardboard all those years. Is that an item that a lot of people saved, so that diminished the value?
They did. It was an item that was very commonly saved. Condition is very much key, and I would never say that this is worthless. It's just simply worth less money due to the condition.
That's something you might just keep in the family.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a really, really cool piece. You know, and that condition, you know, maybe $100, $200, but nice, pristine, beautiful copies go, you know, can reach into the thousands.
Okay, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 630-969-9600 is Brian's phone number. The address, 16 West Ogden in Westmont, to visit anytime, but especially tomorrow for Cash Man's Cash Bash from 4 to 6 p.m. Okay, Brian the Cashman, you ready for some questions?
I sure am.
Let's go to the phone lines to find out what things are worth. Mark, what do you have?
My dad's Lincoln Penny collection, starting in 1909 to 1958.
Whoa.
Every spot is filled except for the 1909 SVDB. He made a special note to mark the 1909 S in very good condition.
Sure.
1914 D as in Denver in good condition, and the 1931 S as in San Francisco. In fine condition. Does it have any value?
Absolutely. Do you know if he had the 1922 P or no mint mark?
No, that would be a fortune if he did.
Yeah, it would be worth a few bucks.
And I think Mark knows what he's talking about, too, with these coins.
Yeah, of course.
And I got to say, Mark, when you were talking about 1909, Brian was literally mouthing the letters knowing what you were going to say.
Yeah, the 09 SVDB, of course, the key date. It's probably one of the most popular, you know, well-known coins in the collecting world out there. But yes, does it have value? Absolutely. You know, to try to assess and, you know, ascertain the value, that's something we have to look at. We have to see it, look at it front and back, you know, confirm, you know, authenticity. The 14D, believe it or not, is a very highly counterfeited coin, along with the 09 SVDB as well. But yeah, I mean, that's definitely stuff we buy. I just went through a few dozen collections like that. So,
Mark, what are you doing tomorrow? You should come on by.
I'm thinking about it, and maybe I'll see you there.
Yeah, where you live? You're 708. You can't be too far away.
No, I'm close. I'm around Elmhurst.
Oh, Mark, I'm going to see you tomorrow from 4 to 6, okay?
I could walk.
Yes.
All right, Mark, I'll see you tomorrow then at the Cash Bash, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Mark's going to come on by, find out what that is worth. The text wanted to know, what about a beer sign? It's a Hams square turning with a clock. Like a rolling, you know, like a...
Rotating. Yeah, as long as it's fully functioning. I mean, beer signs, you know, that all that different, you know, beer paraphernalia, et cetera, there's always a interest in collector market in it. You know, again, condition is such a key with it. Is it faded? Is it fully functioning? You know, et cetera. That makes a difference for the value. But, you know, some of those beer signs can be very inexpensive, $25, $34, $50, etc. And then somewhere in the hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, interesting. 708, Ty Cobb autograph on a 3x5 card signed in green pen.
That's typical for him, actually.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
When I read that, I thought, that's a counterfeit.
No, he likes to use the green pen.
And signed on a 3x5 card, is that a baseball card or just like an index card?
It's an index card. It's very, you know, it's not uncommon to hear that. So, you know, he did sign, even though he's very grumpy or was a very grumpy man. It's a good piece, as long as it passed, you know, authentication, PSA DNA, Beckett, or JSA, you know, it's in the couple thousand dollars.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, not at all.
Bring it over tomorrow. Let's go to Laura on line two. Laura, what do you have?
Well, I have a commemorative, I'll call it a folder. It's maybe a 4x6, and it has a color picture of Prince Charles and Princess Diana, and it's a gold-plated coin commemorating their wedding.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Brian?
here's the thing. Because the official coin, as far as I know, is not plated. That could have been a third-party company plating that coin, putting it. Was it in a blue folder by any chance?
It does have... It's multicolored, but it's... Heart blue, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it's quite possibly that it was something that was done by a third-party company where they took maybe the original commemorative, plated it, and issued it in that. It's something I would have to look into further, but the typical common non-precious metal commemorative made for that, they are just in the few dollar range.
Oh, not too much.
No, they're not a fortune.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I'm guessing it's gold-plated, but I don't know, but... Most likely, I would think.
Well, yeah, you're a 630 area code, Laura, so I better see you at the Cash Bash tomorrow.
Just bring it on by.
All right.
Oh, good. Bring it on by. I can confirm it for sure.
I love that. Laura, I'll meet you tomorrow. Yeah, okay. Sounds good. Look at that. Now we have an RSVP list. Now I can, I'm going to be calling these people if they don't show up. No, I'm just kidding. Greg, what you got a question for the Cash Man.
Yeah, I just had a question. I just wondered what was the most amazing or astonishing thing that ever came through the door that Brian just said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you have this.
Oh, his eyes are lighting up.
That's
good question.
Very, very good. You know, we get a lot of very interesting pieces that come in. You know, sometimes it's the stories that come along with it. I had a gentleman come into the store, and he had a like a 5x7, you know, the photo card signed by Babe Ruth. Mm. Very clean, crystal, beautiful piece. Much older gentleman, and he had told me the story of how he received it. And, you know, I believe the story. I always want to take people's, you know, word that, yeah, sure, we believe your story. And where he was delivering flowers for a florist, and he said he was coming home, you know, coming back, you know, straight from school over to the florist to deliver the flowers. He said, you know, it was very unusual because the florist was actually standing outside of the shop and says, hey, I got a special delivery. You got to deliver these flowers right away. Gave him the address, and he told me the story. He wrote, you know, to the place, knocked on the door. He goes, lo and behold, Babe Ruth opens the door. He goes, I almost fell backwards, you know, and he said he was just a super nice gentleman. You know, said, oh, come on, you know, come on in, and made him an offer. He had said to him, hey, I can, I've got a nice 50-cent coin I'll give you, or if you'd like, I'll sign one of these cards for you, and you can have that, too.
Wow.
Of course, smart man to take the signed cards.
So. How much, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, $5,000, $10,000.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not always the most expensive item. It's the story that you love the most.
Oh, the story is fantastic. I mean, we had that. We had a very interesting piece come in. It's called Nikisi Nikandi, and it's a voodoo statue from the Congo.
Oh.
Which we actually have at the store, and everyone
we'll see
can come.
Tomorrow.
See it tomorrow.
We got some carryover questions already, and put these on the document because we'll carry them over to tomorrow. You and I are going to chat after the 11:30 news. In with I'm in for John Williams, and then we're all going to get together at the Cash Bash tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. at AmeriCash Jewelry and Coin Buyers in Westmont. Brian, I can't wait for tomorrow to see you twice.
Yes.
We're going to have fun.
I can't wait. It is. It's going to be a blast.
It really
a lot of fun.
It's going to be a Cash Bash.
Absolutely.
All right, Brian. We'll see you at the store tomorrow. Again, 4 to 6 at AmeriCash.